In Baghdad, looting continues unabated. At the country's National Museum, priceless antiquities have been stolen, and others were left smashed on the floor. Days of looting in Baghdad and many other areas have left the population feeling scared and vulnerable. There is no police force, and the U.S. military has done little to stop the thievery. But U.S. authorities have begun trying to deal with law and order in the Iraqi capital. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Baghdad.
There are few neighborhoods in Baghdad that haven't been hit by looters, taking everything that is and isn't nailed down. The loss of property is enormous, but the lawlessness is also taking a toll on many people in Baghdad. Today, a group of Iraqi professionals, engineers and doctors, appealed to a contingent of U.S. Marines stationed in the heart of the city. Separated from the crowd by coils of razor wire, the Marines tried to keep the situation calm.
You have a very bright future. We're working on making it safe and stopping
things. I'm a lawyer. You can ask me what are these things in my country.
But the Marines' assurances failed to placate the crowd of Iraqis.
He's saying that if you couldn't save our soul, and if you couldn't offer us a security, we will hate you.
Over the past 2 days, Iraqis have started to take it upon themselves to curb the looting. Many side streets are blocked with barricades, making it more difficult for the thieves to make off with their booty. And armed men patrol their local neighborhoods. To try to implement a sense of security, the American military is trying to recreate a local police force. The military sent out announcements on Arabic language radio stations, calling on former policemen to return to their jobs. Several dozen men looking to return to police work milled about a parking lot at Baghdad's police academy. Former police officer Manhal Selam says that he and the other men will make sure that any officers with what he calls blood on their hands will not make it on the new force. Salem says the most important thing now is for Iraqis to take care of themselves.
The American military, they didn't do anything. They are not controlling the country. There is no law. Everybody's stealing and they are watching.
But it wasn't an auspicious start for Baghdad's new police force. Salem and the other men stood for several hours waiting for someone with authority to show up. No one did. And while they waited, looters carted out desks, chairs, and carpets from the police academy directly behind them. Meanwhile, the Iraqis who are charged with deciding who will be Baghdad police officers were across town. A clutch of men sit hunched over a small table, bogged down in the logistics of getting Baghdad's public services running. At the head of the table is Mohammed Massin, a member of the exiled opposition group, the Iraqi National Congress. He announced that he was chosen as the city's top civilian official by the U.S. military and Iraq's tribal elders. Massin fled Iraq 23 years ago and didn't return until 2 days ago. The decision to name him the top civilian official has already caused friction for many people who stayed and lived through the regime of Saddam Hussein, says Iraqi businessman Ahmed Izzat.
Nobody understands what they are doing here, you know. No organization well for anything. The American must choose one man to start to make the big socket for him, okay? And then they can start to make reporters, to make anything for the people which they need.
But there's no guarantee being from the area will make life as a policeman in Baghdad any easier. One former police officer wearing his uniform was heckled as he walked down the road. The crowd yelled at the officer, asking him where he was during the war and calling him an American collaborator. It's still unclear whether the new police officers will be armed, and if they are, who will provide the weapons. Given the disorganization and the high emotions, the Marines say initially the new police officers will join American troops patrolling the city. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Baghdad.